and I am hiking Arizona trails. You know, trails I know, just to kind of stay a little bit in shape. Let it roll, Gary. Let it roll a little bit. This is what I listen to. You could just kind of walk all the way up to Wingate Pass. You know, just
not feel a thing.
I gotta get back to Dallas. Up Wingate, across the back, through Bell Pass, make the big loop. Maybe detour over to Tom's Thumb. Listening to Marshall Tucker and Michael Martin. It's a great way to spend an Arizona morning, if you're prepared and ready.
You pay attention. I wanted to point out on the Phoenix Parks, Phoenix.gov Parks link, they have a new campaign out called Take a Hike and Do It Right. They have a nice little poster you can put up for your house and for your kids and stuff. But, you know, it's the usual things. Watch the weather. Let somebody know when you're going. Bring enough water. Keep in contact. But they had two little things I don't usually see on the list. One is to bring an insect hood in case you get hit by bees. So you pull it out and put it over your head so at least it can't get in your mouth and eyes and nose.
Okay.
And then the other thing is that when your water is half empty, you turn around. You don't wait till you get to the top out behind Tom's Thumb and then decide you're out of water and that you should turn around. So that's just really some great tips.
I'll tell you another great tip that ought to almost be law is don't hike in your bikini. I mean,
makes all the guys trip all over the trail.
Well, I mean, it's guys and gals, too. Oh. I mean, when I'm hiking, I'm long pants, long sleeve, big hood, hat covered,
shade,
and the cool cloth around my neck. And man, you can go a long, long ways dressed like that. The water that you ingest slakes your thirst, hydrates your body, evaporates through your skin and cools you the first time, evaporates through your long sleeve, totally covered clothes, cools you the second time. So you're using the same amount of water for five different things rather than just drink it and sweat it right back out to the atmosphere.
Good points.
Yeah. You can go much, much farther dressed appropriately.
Cool. Well, I want to make sure, did you know that there's a new law that just went into effect on the trails?
I didn't.
Okay.
Well, what am I doing? What am I breaking now?
It has to do with dogs.
Oh, okay. Then I'm not breaking any laws.
Okay. Some trails don't allow dogs at all. For instance, Camelback, you can see why.
Yeah.
That would be horrible.
Yeah, too crowded.
Yeah, and too steep and all that. So.
Oh, and somebody on a leash.
Oh, and get wrapped up on somebody
else. My dog's the greatest. He would never hurt anybody. And wrap around somebody's.
Send you over the edge. So now the law is, though, any trail. If you have your dog out there and it's over 100 degrees and they catch you, they can fine you $2,500 if it's over 100 degrees and you have your dog out there.
So now we have dog hiking police?
They do.
$2,500 if you're taking your dog on a hike during a day when they consider it too hot for the dog.
That's right. Interesting, huh?
Yeah, that's one word for it.
Well, here's another thing that's interesting. Have you seen the new controversial app for hiking?
App for hiking?
Mm-hmm. It's called Strava. It's kind of a tracking GPS thing,
yeah.
but you can go on. You can share. I mean, I can see my friend up in Washington today and see where she's hiking. I can, you share all this information.
Oh, that's creepy.
Well, here's a really creepy thing. Go on Strava.com. You can look at a trail and see how crowded it is today by all the heat. You know, it shows that the bodies show up in red. So, can you imagine who's really upset about that?
I would imagine a lot of people.
Military.
I would imagine they should be.
Yeah, it says it exposes what they're, where
movements,
they are and stuff.
Troop movement.
Now, is it
that's
using?
That's got to be infrared cameras and satellites.
I can't imagine there's an app like that.
I put it on my phone this morning.
But wouldn't it just be that if you're using that app and it's on your phone and you're going to be hiking with your phone, it just shows, here's where the person is and not real infrared satellite cameras? That'd be way too expensive to be just a free app, right?
It's not free, but it's cheap.
It's $8 a month, but you're probably right, Romy. So does that mean that every military guy carries his own GPS and not to be tracked, he'd have to turn it off?
I don't know. Yeah.
Can you turn it off? So I'd be interested to find out, but inquiring minds.
Infrared over the head.
Okay, so I'm not sure it's infrared, but you're right. Maybe it's
spooky,
just through the
spooky,
phone.
Spooky. Yeah.
A lot of privacy being given away these days.
Hey, in the 8 o'clock hour, you've got Julie coming in from Arizona Farm Bureau.
It is National Dairy Month.
So oh,
we're going to be talking about the dairy's contribution to Arizona's ag wheel.
And you're going to bring Jan in.
Jan's in. She's going to share a dairy recipe right when we come back.
Milk.
It's better than that.
It's better than milk.
Oh yeah, baby.